Welcome to Level Up with Andy Buck, where we learn to serve something greater than ourselves. In this episode, we're going to learn a little bit about life skills, a little bit about leadership skills, and maybe even some sales skills that will help you throughout your life in dealing with people. One Christmas, I was wanting to get my parents something nice. I mowed grass and did odd jobs around the neighborhood to make some money, and I had saved up a small fortune for a 13-year-old. Now, what was I going to get for my parents? I wanted to make it be something really nice and something they would really be shocked at getting. I noticed that Mom always used this old Kodak Instamatic camera that she was always having to buy flash bulbs and film for whenever she wanted to take a picture. That's it, I thought. The Kodak disc camera had just come out, and it had a built-in flash, and it took much better pictures. So one night, Mom, Dad, and I went to dinner at a restaurant that was in a strip mall nearby. And while they were finishing up their dinner, I left and went to one of the nearby stores. I selected the camera that I wanted, and I actually had to count out change on the counter to pay the taxes on the gift. It took all but 25 cents of my hard-earned money. Beaming with pride, I hid the camera and wrapped it up. I couldn't wait to give this extraordinary and life-changing gift to my parents. Boy, would they be surprised. Finally, Christmas Day came, and I gave them their present. I just knew that the pictures they would take on that day would be the best ever. Mom and Dad opened the camera, and they were in fact surprised and shocked that I had spent so much money on their gift. Mom looked at the camera, and I could tell that she really liked it. The built-in flash, the sleek form factor, the ease of use, it was all coming together just as I had envisioned until I realized by the puzzled look on their faces that they could not use their new gift on this special day because in my haste to impress them, I had forgotten two important pieces, batteries and film. Now, Mom and Dad were not upset with me or my gift, but because I didn't imagine how they would use the gift on that day, I had forgotten some key items that would have made the day extra special. This is the same with businesses and with products. No matter what business you are in, you need to envision how your client will be using your good or service. It is amazing how often this point is missed. Take, for example, fast food restaurants. How many times have you eaten fast food in your car? Quite a few, I would imagine, right? When was the last time you went to a fast food restaurant and the fry container fit in your cup holder? Aren't they usually square? Why don't they make them round? I'll tell you why. It's because the restaurant does not envision how you are going to use their product. How do your clients use your product? Do you make it easy for them to do business with you? Do you make it easy for them to reorder? Do you give instructions on best practices of how to use your product so that they get hooked on it and they want to keep coming back for more? Do you touch base with them frequently to ask them how you can serve them better? Is your packaging reusable? Do you have a way for your clients to get answers to frequently asked questions? Imagine yourself in the shoes of your client. Now imagine that someone asked you who you would recommend for your good or service. Of course you're going to say you, but really put yourself in the shoes of your client. Would you recommend your good or service? Why should anyone recommend you over someone else selling the same product or service? You need to imagine how your client uses your product. And when you figure that out, and you see how they do it, and you make it easier for them to use your product, to explain your product, and to enjoy your product, then you'll create advocates. Advocates are people that can't wait to tell others about you. You don't have to pay them. You just do the right thing. So I'm going to ask you again, who would you recommend for your good or service if somebody asked you?